The museum is set up in a building that at different points in time served as a post office, jail, and liquor store.
I think that is a perfect fit to have a historical museum and collection in a historical building.
The museum was indefinitely closed for 10 years before Anderson found the new location facing the main street of Naknek. It had a soft opening in 2015 as it's still growing. Anderson says the community continues to donate items all the time.
We've even had a few people that pulled up that were actually emotional. I know that sounds extreme, but we've had some people that were actually emotional and teared up a little bit to see that we're actually not only reviving the museum, but reviving this building.
Donations have included everything from small artifacts, such as jewelry or old cannery labels, all the way to full-sized wooden sailboats. This year, the Historical Society hired Sharon Thompson to digitize old photographs and interview elders in the community. She presented her collection at this year's festival. Part of the museum has been used as a restoration room for this project. After touring the room, Anderson locks the door.
We keep everything well locked up. Even last night when I came down here to check, I saw a head bobbing over here. There was two guys resting in the grass over here. We have to keep security around here.
One of Anderson's favorite artifacts at the museum is the 4,000-pound anchor. It sits outside in front of the museum. He says in 1882, it used to travel with a ship from San Francisco to Alaska. The ship burnt in Bristol Bay in 1920, and the anchor sat for 40 years. The Hadfield family adopted it and have since donated it to the Historical Society.
Every time I talk about it, I get excited, you know. It's kind of a metaphor for our museum self rising, you know, from the depths and now being a functional entity, you know.
Another artifact is a picture of the first basketball team in Bristol Bay Borough. It's especially important to Anderson.
These are all a lot of my buddies here. I was the first captain. That's me. So that was the first basketball team that we had. You know, we didn't have a gymnasium. We had to practice outside until the Hadfields donated their old show hall for us to get in out of the weather. So it was very difficult, extreme, to practice outside, not have a gymnasium or heat. And one guy didn't even have tennis shoes. George didn't have tennis shoes. He has bare feet.
Some items Anderson and the Historical Society team have yet to identify. One such item is a wooden trough-like artifact.
We're still doing research on it. We're not sure. There was not very much gold. People say it's a gold dredge, but we don't think so. We're thinking either salmon age or something was in it because these handles could be used to agitate it, you know. But it's well built and designed. It's specifically designed for something because of the handles, these metal rails.
So it's just a matter almost of getting the word out. Someone's got it.
Yeah, somebody will find out either we have to put it on the internet or something.
Anderson says he recommends if people find artifacts to bring them to the society. Future plans for the museum include the addition of an aviation and sailboat display. For the Fishtival Parade this summer, the Society featured the fully restored 1932 double-ender sailboat. It's on a long-term loan from the Anchorage Museum. But Anderson says he also hopes to see the museum double in size. The Society is also marketing the museum toward the large number of summer tourists in Bristol Bay.
That's why I mentioned that we're going to put a schematics of that sailboat in the Penn Air Terminal in King Salmon. That way thousands of people that are coming through just going up to the National Park that never come to Naknek will at least know that we have a beautiful museum here.
The museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. through the end of the month. Then it will close for the winter and open again next May. For KDLG, I'm Caitlin Tan.